Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
B98.5's Tad and Drex Show podcast, helping you catch up on what you missed.
Have we become woke enough to drop gender from the products that we buy, folks? Come on. If a Major League Baseball player wants to wear pearls, it should be celebrated. And it is being celebrated. Jock Peterson, plays for the Braves, wears a pearl necklace. And he was asked about this at a press conference by a guy who seemed like he was making fun.
Did you buy them in a dollar store? Are they real pearls? I'm just curious.
Got them through my jeweler, and yes, they're real pearls. Yeah. Sick.
Do you have anything that is specified for the opposite gender, but you say, you throw caution to the wind and you say, you know what? I like this product for myself.
I like to use a men's razor personally.
Sure you do.
I do. I mean, above the pink tax, which everybody knows, like products for ladies that are the exact same thing as men get a higher price point for whatever stupid reason.
Yeah.
But I feel like if guys can use those razors on their face, they'll do great on my legs.
So do you steal your man's razor, like what happens in my house, or do you have your own men's razor?
Absolutely not. I have my own men's razor.
And your own cartridges?
It is different. My own cartridges. Okay. It is different from Ryan's. We use our own.
In high school, I used to use whatever razor was available. So my sister's razor often got used. And she called me one time and she's like, you don't want to do that. But I mean, there's a lot of products that I use that are meant for women. This my favorite story is there's this mousse called Oribe, because I was out of my own hair product.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And Oribe is like, I don't know, Jennifer Aniston, I think, uses it or whatever. My wife had some that she got a deal on. So she's like, use this. You guys, the smell of this mousse will just send you to the heavens. So I actually not only use the mousse, but then I sought out a cologne. They make a cologne that smells like Oribe mousse, and I purchased said cologne.
All right, so you were certain it was mousse, because I made the mistake one time of going in my wife's drawer because I needed some hair product. I'm like, yeah, this looks good. I throw it in my hair, and it's like not doing anything, so I put more in there. My wife's like, what are you doing? That's dry shampoo. I was like,
dry shampoo.
Yeah.
I've never heard of this product.
What?
I like it.
You've never heard of dry shampoo?
You can wash your hair without wetting
Water.
It.
Yeah. It's great.
See? Do you see what I'm talking about? 404-741-0985. What do you use that's meant for the other gender? But you know what? It's fun. Isn't it surprising that they even make gender-specific products anymore?
Hmm.
Like, Kara, you use men's razors.
Yep.
I use women's mousse. It's just razors and mousse. We're talking about the product that's meant for the opposite gender, but you use it yourself proudly. Jock Peterson, he likes to wear a pearl necklace.
Sure.
People in the stands are going crazy.
It's a new movement, yeah.
Yeah. So to the phones we go. What do you use that's meant for the other gender? Lucy in Atlanta.
When I was quarantined with my boyfriend earlier this year, I was kind of nervous to go down to the, you know, basement laundry. And it was really warm in his apartment, so I just started wearing his old boxer briefs. And then I like to go for long walks, but I usually will wear a dress, you know, and like chub rub is a thing. So I was like, I'm just going to wear these boxer briefs like under my skirt. Like, who cares? And they're amazing. And so I've literally started buying men's boxer briefs.
Easiest solution is some good old man panties.
Heck yeah.
Thank you for teaching me the phrase chub rub and man panties.
You're welcome.
Hassan in Stone Mountain, what do you use that's meant for the opposite sex?
And I use secret deodorant.
Yeah.
Secret. Is it the pH balance that you're going after?
They say it's strong enough for a man, so why can't I use it?
You can.
Now, do you purchase this deodorant?
Yes.
And do you ever feel like you have to maybe explain it to the cashier when you're checking out, like, oh, this is for my wife? You know.
No, if it's strong enough for a man, why can I use?
He's sticking to his talking points.
I love it. Hassan, you're the man. Have a great day.
Me too.
All right. Patrick in Dallas, what do you use that's made for a lady?
Well, I don't personally, but I worked with a guy once before who used to take his wife's Midol because he said it worked better than aspirin for his headaches.
Is Midol specific for ladies?
Yes.
I thought it was just for cramps. I didn't know it could...
Well, I mean, that's what it is for in the ladies. I don't know if it works like that for the men's.
He swears it worked better than aspirin did.
Well, good for him. And on the offside chance, he got his, you know, because they say that men
have
those times as well.
Yeah, I definitely, like 2 weeks out of the month, that's mine.
Yeah. Oh, my wife and I are on the same cycle.
Oh, gosh.
We're just talking.
Kara keeps you in the know every morning. It's Tad and Drex's Info to Go on B98.5.
All right. We are protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. 725, partly cloudy. It's going to be warm today and the high of 81. What's going on, Kara?
The Braves victoriously continuing on their road to the World Series. Last night was an absolute nail-biter of a game. We were tied for most of it, but Freddie Freeman, doing what MVPs do, took us over the top.
Freddie Freeman's left the yard and put the Braves on top in the bottom of the eighth.
This is what you dream of when you're a kid, hitting a homer to clinch a playoff.
Braves ultimately win 5-4. We are done with the Brewers, moving on. Now, we've got to see what happens between the LA Dodgers and the Giants. If the Dodgers win, game one will be at Truist Park on Saturday. If the Giants win, they're going to be hosting in San Francisco, so we'll be going over there. Yeah. Now, if you've got kids, you know that diapers are a must. Mm-hmm. And not only that, but they're expensive, too. Mm-hmm. So low-income families often have to choose between food and diapers. And surprisingly, food stamps and EBT cannot be used to purchase hygiene products. And that includes diapers. So to try and help these people as much as we can, the Cobb Diaper Day Committee is hosting their 13th annual diaper drive. This is happening virtually all month long, but today is going to be Cobb Diaper Day over at Cobb EMC Solar Flower Garden. If you want to drop off a pack of diapers, you can do that today from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. If you're not able to make it over there, go online to cobbdiaperday.com. You can make a donation. You can buy diapers right off of Amazon, and they're going to make sure it gets to all of the families.
That's awesome.
Now, did you know that The Rock had a food truck?
No.
Yeah,
it's called
the Manamobile. There's only one. He's been sending it all over the country to make sure that first responders get a good meal while they serve their communities.
Oh, nice.
So he'll pick a city and then send the truck over to the fire and police stations and the military bases just to personally say thank you. Of course, it's filled with his Terramana tequila. He also does tacos and I think it was French toast, all of the things that The Rock loves.
So The Rock shows up at the fire station and gets all the firefighters liquored up before.
He doesn't show up at the fire station.
Oh, he does?
No, it's just the food truck that shows up at the fire station.
You got to be on the food
truck.
You
got to be the
You can't send your minions out there. Was there a picture of him on the side of the truck?
There's not even a picture of him on the side of the
truck.
And
it's called the what? The Mana?
The Manamobile.
Why?
You know, he's Hawaiian and, you know, manna is food from God. And
No. My only knowledge of the Hawaiian culture is that I watched that Moana movie.
Oh,
and I think that's based.
Wow.
That might even be in Tahiti.
I'm triggered now.
I know mahalo. What does that mean, though?
It means check your privilege.
Forgive and forget with Tad and Drex on B98.5. You need forgiveness. We help you ask for it.
Madeline, you bailed on a friend who was having a party. Is that right?
I did.
Why'd you feel terrible about it? Why'd you bail on the party?
So tired. I just got engaged. I just didn't want a human, you know? I wasn't up for socializing. So
and a lot of people are that way. Like, it's if you ask to hang out with somebody too far in advance, then you're like, oh, you're locked into it, or you're asked like last minute, like, how could I be expected to do that?
So you blow off the party, but then the person who has invited you over to this party found out that you went apple picking, is that right?
Yeah, I did. I wasn't thinking, and I posted a picture, and my friend liked it, and so now I know that she knows. So,
what was the party? Was it like a big issue, or was it kind of just something you didn't mind blowing off?
It was this brunch for her mom's birthday, and it was formal for some reason, which her mom's 68. Like, I don't know why it was a formal brunch, but...
You shouldn't have to get dressed up if it's not a milestone birthday. Everybody knows that.
So how did you get out of it? What was your excuse?
I told her I lost my sense of smell.
Dude, nobody listen. Nobody can say anything to that.
That's
we don't
true.
Want you here, blah, blah, blah. But then you go apple picking. You post this on Instagram during the party. She likes it. So she knows.
I screwed up.
So you need forgiveness from your friend to say, hey, I know you know I was in LJ during your party and I don't really have the Rona. Good news.
Yes, thankfully, right?
It's just bad juju to be using Rona as an excuse, but that's between you and your God.
Thank you.
Sit tight. In about 10 minutes, we will contact Lauren. And you, this is your friend who had the party, and we'll see if we can get you some forgiveness, okay?
I appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
You got it.
Forgive and forget on B98.5. Is it too late now to say sorry? You need forgiveness. Tad and Drex help you ask for it.
Madeline just got engaged. She was exhausted. So when her friend Lauren invited her to Lauren's mother's 68th birthday party, this formal brunch, she said she came down with the Rona. Problem is, Madeline went apple picking that day during the party. Lauren saw and liked the post, and now Madeline needs to ask forgiveness for lying about having COVID and not going to the party. Madeline, sit tight. We're going to talk to Lauren for a moment.
Hello?
Hey, Lauren.
Yeah,
hi. This is Tad, Drex, and Kara calling from B98.5. How are you?
Okay. I'm fine.
We wanted to ask you about the big party.
The party?
There was some party for your mom last weekend.
Are you talking about the bridal shower?
Bridal shower?
Yes. I had to cancel it.
Why?
Because the bride had COVID.
Oh, wait a second. Who's the bride?
So she's a friend of mine.
What's her name?
Her name is Madeline. How do you know about this?
Well, Lauren, this is a feature on our show called Forgive and Forget. Madeline is on the phone with us.
Madeline?
Because she was calling to ask your forgiveness for blowing off what turns out to be the bridal shower that you were going to be throwing her.
Surprise.
Yeah, it was a surprise. Yes, exactly. It was a surprise.
Oh, my God.
I told her that it was my mom.
Madeline, now you really feel like a piece of dirt, huh?
I'm the worst. Oh, my God.
Lauren, let me help you understand what happened is that Madeline didn't realize the party was for her, thought it was for your mom, and just blew off the party, didn't feel like going, doesn't have COVID, and thought that you knew that she went apple picking during this bridal shower.
So wait, you went apple picking during the party? I just thought it was like something like a latergram.
Hashtag latergram.
I didn't put it together. That was during the party. What was supposed to be your party?
Yeah. I didn't,
for real?
I didn't know. I'm sorry.
It's at this point where I feel like I should be saying, I'm sorry, we have the wrong number. Yeah, right.
It turns out it was actually fine.
Lauren, you plan this big party. The guest of honor blows it off and you say it's fine?
It was going to be really expensive, and the place gave me my money back, my deposit back, because the bride wasn't there because she had COVID, and so it was fine, and we just all had brunch anyway. Like,
I'm so relieved that you got your money back. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I did.
Lauren, as I mentioned, this feature is called Forgive and Forget, and Madeline was looking for forgiveness. Sounds like you saved money and all is forgiven, correct?
I did save money, and I know she's been really busy. That's why I kind of wanted to surprise her, because I just didn't want her to have to think about
it and add another stress.
So, yeah, I forgive you. I mean, we'll figure
it out. Thank you. I don't mean to be a bigger jerk than I already am, but did anybody bring any gifts?
What? Oh my God.
Fair question.
Well, I don't want to leave those on the table.
Yeah.
Somebody brought an apple picking basket. Okay. Okay. All right. I deserve
yeah.
that one.
Yeah,
I deserve
you went that one. One step too far.
That's fair.
On the next, Forgive and Forget on B98.5.
Coming up tomorrow, everybody has been instructed to come back to work except for Brittany. She thinks she knows why and wants us to help her ask her boss to forgive and forget tomorrow morning at 7.
Beating her at pop culture trivia is almost impossible. Can you do it? Are You Smarter Than Kara is on B98.5.
Sponsored by R.S. Andrews Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical. Lauren in Marietta.
Yes.
Hi, could you kick her out for us?
Kara, get out of the studio.
I'm gone, Lauren. Good luck.
Okay. Kara's going to leave the room. I'm going to ask you these 5 trivia questions. We'll bring Kara back in, ask her the same questions. If you can answer more right than Kara, she's going to have to pay you $100 of her own money. Are you ready?
Yes.
Question 1, Disney Plus dropped the trailer for a new Home Alone movie yesterday. In the first 2 movies, Kevin McAllister is left alone during what holiday?
Christmas.
Question 2. Congress has officially voted to raise the debt ceiling until December. Which part of Congress has more members, the Senate or the House of Representatives?
House of Representatives.
Question 3. Today's National M&M's Day. Name the 2 colors of the original talking M&M's. This is the commercials?
Yeah, yeah.
Yellow and red.
Number 4. Tim McGraw stopped a concert to yell at some hecklers in the audience. In Tim's song, Live Like You Were Dying, he sings about riding a bull named what?
Oh, my goodness.
A bull named...
I have no idea. Right.
Question 5. With last night's win, the Atlanta Braves move on to the next round of the playoffs. The Braves were actually founded in 1871 in what northern city?
New York.
Let's bring Kara back in.
All right, Lauren and Marietta passing by the Big Chicken as we speak. Did well this morning. Last 2 questions are tough, so we'll see what happens.
All right, same questions. Ready, Kara?
I'm ready.
Disney Plus dropped a trailer for the new Home Alone movie yesterday. In the first 2 movies, Kevin McAllister's left alone during what holiday?
Christmas.
Yeah, that's what Lauren said, 1-1.
Number 2, Congress officially voted to raise the debt ceiling until December. What part of Congress has more members, the Senate or the House of Representatives?
The House
of Representatives is correct. 435-50, I believe. That's what Lauren said. 2-2.
Number 3, today's National M&M's Day. Name the 2 colors of the original talking M&M's in the commercials.
Red.
Obviously, real M&M's don't talk.
What?
It was definitely red and yellow?
Is the right answer. Oh, squeaking gosh, that one out. That's what Lauren said. 3-3.
Number 4, Tim McGraw stepped to concert to yell at some hecklers in the audience. In his song, Live Like You Were Dying, he seems about riding a bull named what?
I went skydiving.
On a bull named Fu Manchu.
Fu Manchu, baby.
Manchu.
All right, okay. Lauren didn't have an answer either. Still tied at 3.
You don't want to mess with Fu Manchu.
All right, I'll take your word for it.
You get the horns. Number 5, with last night's win, the Braves move on to the next round of the playoffs. The Braves actually were founded in 1871 in what northern city?
Boston.
They were the Boston Braves, and they went to the Milwaukee Braves, and then finally 1966 they came here.
So essentially last night, the Braves beat themselves.
Yeah. There you go.
Well done.
All right, Lauren did. Lauren said New York. It was a good guess. All right, final score this morning, 4-3. Lauren and Marietta, are you smarter than Kara?
No, I'm not smarter than Kara.
All right, Kara, your new record, 1,135 wins and just 38 losses.
Ooh, sorry, Lauren.
That's okay.
All right. Oh, are you waiting for something?
Do I hang up?
Well, you can, or you can get tickets to go see Shawn Mendes. It's really up to you. State Farm Arena, October 14th, 2022. Tickets are on sale now. Ticketmaster.com. Have fun, Lauren.
Thank you.
Another chance for you to play and win those Shawn Mendes tickets same time tomorrow morning.
Thanks for listening to the Tad and Drex Show podcast. Subscribe for automatic updates and listen live weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. on B98.5.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.